Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli. Watch the green
bats tumble. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, do you think that people in costumes are going to be knocking on doors in a rural southern Australia just to say hi and make sure everybody's safe and make sure that you are not positive with coronavirus, COVID-19. Do you think that's coming?
I know that they're doing it in metropolitan Melbourne, but whether they will do that in country Victoria or not is another question, because around here, certainly, the blue team is really hated. And, you know, there's a lot of people who are not going to, are going to get pretty upset if they just decide to force their way onto people's property. You know, and I don't think that they would be too willing to do that, to take that chance, because there are a lot of firearms out there still in country Victoria, both registered and unregistered, just generally speaking, okay? And I think that they know that, and I think that, you know, that might be a chance that they're not so willing to take. I think that all of their lockdown Bravo Sierra will be a lot harder to enforce in country areas of Victoria, and I don't think they're going to be so bothered about it. Because, to be perfectly honest, I used to work as a door-to-door canvasser, and I avoided rural areas, and I was actually a charity fundraiser, and I would go to country towns, but I wouldn't go to farm areas because there just simply wasn't the payoff. You know, you didn't collect the donations that you needed to collect to make it worth your while. And it was, you know, it was a long time between properties. So I don't think that they will do that. I think that the risk to them with getting some farmer who is irate, who decides that, you know, he doesn't want to see them, who decides that they are a risk to him and his family, and who decides to, you know, that he's going to lose his temper today. I think that they are aware of those risks. They may go to the country towns, but I don't think that they're going to go to farming areas because of that reason. And if they do, I can foresee that these problems are going to happen and that it's only a matter of time before they find somebody who loses their temper at them. And I need to point out here, just for people who might be listening, I'm not necessarily talking about me. I'm talking about people in general, because yeah, they've given me a hard time, but there's a lot more people whose tempers are a lot shorter than mine out there in country Victoria, you know. For example, you've got a lot of people who really, really like Ned Kelly, and who really, really think that the Eureka Stockade people were heroes. And both of these groups really hate the Victoria Police. They know that they were corrupt 100 and 150 and 120 years ago, and that they're still corrupt today, that nothing has changed. And I think that they are going to, they're going to be a lot more reluctant to, you know, do what they want to do in these sorts of areas. Does that make sense, Vincent?
Yeah, here in the United States, I have in front of me a mailer from the United States Census 2020, the U.S. Census Bureau. And it's a real nice postcard. It says, "Dear resident, complete the 2020 census today!" Exclamation point. It goes on to say, "To protect the health of the public during the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic, Census Bureau interviewers have had limited direct contact with the public until now. Interviewers will begin visiting homes that have not responded in August. Respond today, and we will not need to send an interviewer to your door to collect your answers. If you've already completed your 2020 census questionnaire, thank you. Signed, Stephen D. Dillingham, Director." So, a little different here in the United States. They're willing to come out to rural America and interview you about, you know, how many people you have in your house and what where they come from and how many of them speak Mexican and or how many are Mexican or how many speak Spanish. Or they've got a lot of questions, who makes decisions, and they want complete dossiers on all of us. So they're willing to risk, you know, becoming infected with the coronavirus just to make sure that they've got a complete entry in your file in their database. People are losing their minds. There was a worker who was at Burger King who got punched in the face because the chicken nuggets were too spicy. That's the kind of stuff that's going on. So when you talk about people losing their tempers, how is that possible? How is it possible that anybody would think that the person bringing the nuggets, the chicken nuggets from the fryer, putting them in a little container and putting them in a bag and selling them to a customer across the counter, how is it possible that anyone would think that that person that works for Burger King would be involved in the construction, the manufacturing, and the spices of chicken nuggets? How is that possible? Well, it's becoming more and more dangerous to be an employee at the low edge of the economic spectrum. So if you're working at a fast food joint, customers losing their tempers seem to want to take it out on those employees, like the people who sell coffee. Headline, Daily Mail. Burger King customer, 21, hits worker after accusing colleague of making his nuggets too spicy. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that?
Wow.
That's where we are. Here in, that was in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So people are losing their minds. They're beating up employees. They're shoving down people at Walmart who are saying, "Would you please wear a mask?" I don't understand. Let me just say it this way, class. If a store has a policy and they say on the door, masks required, if that's their policy, there is no reason that you should go in that store without a mask. Okay? No reason. If you think if there's a medical reason, don't go in that store. If you think you don't want to wear it just because you don't want to wear it, don't go in that store. Just like someone who has a home and someone walks in and lights up a cigarette or a cigar in the home. Where do people think they get the right to do this? They have no right to light up in your house. None. Just like they don't have a right to come into your store without a mask if you want your customers to wear a mask. They don't own, these customers don't own the store. They're guests. And the rules are up to the store. And if you don't like the rules, take your money and go someplace else. There is no reason to accost the little people who are just trying to do their job. Now, whether you agree with it or not, you don't have a right to tell, you don't have a right to beat up the help. You don't. But that's where we are. We've lost our minds and we've lost our tempers. And it's only going to get worse. Any comments, Gwyneth? Do you agree or disagree with what I said?
Well, I think I do agree with you. I think that if we if you don't agree with a mask policy in a store, that you shouldn't shop there. That if enough people refuse to shop there, they will soon change their mind. Because they'll think to themselves, oh my gosh, look, we're losing so many customers because nobody wants to wear the stupid mask and they're avoiding our store because we've got this no mask rule. And that, you know, the laws of supply and demand in capitalism will soon do away with their no mask rule if enough of us decide that we don't want to wear the stupid little mask. And when I say stupid little mask, I mean it because they don't stop the coronavirus particles from spreading. And that has been, I mean, even Mr. Fauci, Dr. Fauci, has said it. He said it in speeches in the past. He said they don't stop the transmission of the virus. And now he's doing a double speak and saying that you've all got to wear the mask to stop the transmission of the virus. What the heck? You know, will you make up your mind, Mr. Fauci? Do they stop the transmission of the virus or don't they stop the transmission of the virus? Because we've got you on publicly broadcast speeches saying that you these masks don't stop the transmission of the virus, and now all of a sudden you're saying that we all have to wear these masks to stop the transmission of the virus. You know?
All right, let's talk about that for a second. So let's say it was 1932 here in the United States, and we're in Kansas, and there's a dust storm. You can, and people used to wear neckerchiefs. That's what they called them, and handkerchiefs. Okay, and the cowboys would wear them around their neck, and if they were in a dust storm, they put it over their face so they wouldn't get silicosis, you know, dust in the lungs. So now, does it stop the dust? Well, it depends on what you mean. If you mean, does it 100% stop the dust? No. Does it stop most of the dust? Yes. Okay. So there, you know, the fine shades of, do the masks stop all the particles, all the virus? No. Some, yes. And Gwyneth, I wanted to share this with the class. I guess we're gonna have to do it when we come back. We're going into another break. Silver. Silver is exploding right now. That would be with a capital E. Silver is now at $27 an ounce.
Wow.
I'm gonna tell you where it was 12 days ago. You probably won't believe it. We'll be right back with Gwyneth Isaacs. I'm Vin Finelli.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So on July 17th, the price of silver was $19 an ounce, 1-9. I'm using round numbers because this is radio. It makes it easier. 12 days later, day, it was $26 this morning. Now it's $27 a few hours later. That's a 42% jump from in 12 days, from $19 to $27. Oh. Now, I'm not saying hurry, 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 get silver. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that there seems to be a rush to safety. There's no safety in manipulated securities. There's no safety in the stock market. You don't physically... You can't say, well, I have X number of shares of General Motors and those three chairs in the cafeteria are mine. You can't point to any specific thing that you own if you own stock. But if you have precious metals, like gold or silver, and you take possession of them, you've got it. It's yours. And I want to suggest that if, I'm not suggesting that you do this, but if you decide to get precious metals, or if you have in the past, that you get them under your roof. Don't leave them in a safety deposit box entrusted to other people you don't know and probably don't even like to control your wealth. Make sure that you have it under your roof or under your control or wherever you want to put it, but not where you have to go to some business to say, hey, listen, when are you guys open anyway? Because I want to get into that box. where they have a key and you have a key. No, no, no. You don't want any keys except maybe your own keys. And, you know, people say, well, oh, it's so expensive. Where would I put, you know, gold or silver? Where would I put it, you know, for safety? These are the same people that have an engagement ring. These are the same people that have a wedding band. These are the same people that have earrings. They know where to put those. But they don't know where to put, you know, gold and silver, rounds, coins, numismatics, etc. So, Max's law, buy the best, pay cash, take delivery. You have to take delivery, or it's not yours. Any comments, Gwyneth?
I would absolutely agree with what everything that you've just said. I have owned gold coins and silver coins in the past, and I see that they are a fantastic hedge against currency fluctuation. Let's just say that's both inflation and deflation, because the example that's used often is in Roman times, it took 1 ounce of silver to buy a good suit. And today, a good suit costs around about 1 ounce of, oh, sorry, 1 ounce of gold. I think I said silver. 1 ounce of gold was the price of a good suit in Roman times. This is like 2,000 years ago. And the price of a good suit is approximately the price of 1 ounce of gold today. So we're talking about $1,500 to $1,800, right, Vincent? That'll buy you a good suit. Well, it was the same price in Roman times, and it's been more or less the same price all through history. And
and through the Great Depression, the 1920s, the 1930s, same thing.
Yeah.
Gwyneth, I'm looking at eBay right now. I'm on eBay right now, and I just typed in silver dollar. Okay. So when I was growing up back in the 1950s, you could get a silver dollar for a dollar. You could go to the bank and you could say, I could have one of those pieces of paper with George Washington on it, has a number one. Or you could say, I'll tell you what, forget that. I'd rather have one of those round U.S. minted coins that's about roughly 0.77 ounces of silver. Could I have one of those instead? Now, if you had the piece of paper with George Washington on it, it's still worth $1. If you kept that silver dollar, which was the same amount, on eBay, they're selling them for over $30 a piece right now.
Yeah.
For a dollar. We'll be right back.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The latest on plans for the GOP convention later this month. President Trump has just said that he will probably hold his nomination speech for his 2020 re-election bid from the White House.
And we're thinking about doing it from the White House because there's no movement. It's easy, and I think it's a beautiful setting.
The president saying there on Fox and Friends that the first night of the program will be held from Charlotte, North Carolina, and the media will be allowed to attend, which had earlier been up in the air. Trump administration officials and Democratic leaders say they could have a deal on a new coronavirus relief package by the end of this week. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and Treasury Chief Steve Mnuchin, as well as other White House officials like Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, all expressing confidence after a meeting that they said was successful on Tuesday. And this is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
UConn will not be playing its 2020 football season this year. The Huskies announcing this morning that they will not compete this year after getting guidance from state and public health officials and after consultations with students. UConn Athletic Director David Benedict saying the safety challenges of COVID-19 have left an unacceptable level of risk to the school's student athletes and everyone else involved with the sport. Mortgage applications slipping last week, despite another record low for interest rates. Overall application volume fell 5.1%, but it's still much higher than it was a year ago. The national average interest rate for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is down 6 basis points to 3.14%. And a Florida voter is defending his actions that drew the anger of NASA officials. Chris Tipton was one of many voters who swarmed around the Crew Dragon capsule right after it splash landed off Pensacola last Sunday. He says everyone was just excited to witness history, and they didn't mean to encroach or do anything that might have proven dangerous. He admits they should have been a little more careful, but he says they were, frankly, just a little overexcited. NASA officials say they put a lot of lives at risk. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
One or today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
With us, and class, I mentioned before that I believe that there's going to be a run on water filtration products, and I mentioned that the cartridges, sometimes they are these white, it looks like a yarn wound around a core. They're about 10 inches long, 2.5 inches in diameter. They have a hole through the center of them. The whole house filters, you can get them just a spun poly without the string winding around and around and around. I'm looking at the price right now of six of them. $20.23. I'm looking at a 12-pack of these whole house water filters. They're just white. There's no carbon dust. They're not pleated paper with carbon or activated charcoal. Just a sediment filter. $36.70 for 12. I'm looking at a 2-pack at $11. And so I just want to tell you that the price has gone up. And I believe it's gone up because they are from China and the supply is down and the demand is up. So I just wanted to let you know that if you wanted to get them, you ought to do your research quickly. You should be able to still find some if you want to buy a case of 50 for just a little over $60, like $61. And you may want to check Amazon and you may want to check eBay. But if you do buy them, they all come from China, and I suggest that you look for ones that say NSF. That would be potable water. That would be, I think, National Sanitation Foundation. I think that's what that stands for, NSF. So consider that. Gwyneth, any comments?
Okay. I would like to just make a comment with regard to the coronavirus. Just to clarify something, I wanted to say this earlier, but I didn't get the chance. Some people might be under the impression out in the class that I don't think this is a real disease. I absolutely think this is a real disease. It is a real disease. There's a lot of people out there who are saying this is not a real disease. They are very, very, very wrong. This is a real disease. It comes from a level 4 lab. It's a Frankenstein of a thing. It's extremely dangerous. Okay? I believe that it's going to make its way into people's lymphatic systems and bone marrow if they get a dose of it, and that it will white ant their immune system. And that between 2 and 3 and 5 years down the track, that they could end up becoming extremely ill. And there's been scientific research which has been published, which has said that this virus, this COVID-19 virus, seems to be finding its way into people's bone marrow and lymphatic systems. So, you know, it's because it has around about 22 or 23% of HIV genetic material in the virus. I just needed to clarify that, Vincent, just in case there was anyone in the class who thought that I thought that it wasn't a serious disease. It comes out of a level 4 lab, and they don't play with Lego blocks. But the response, I've always said from day one, what will end up being more dangerous than the disease itself will be the response from the government and the cascading domino effect of the virus. And that is what I was wanting to get across to the class earlier, is that it seems to be that every single thing that they are recommending, that the government is recommending, will ultimately end up weakening your immune system. And the things that will strengthen your immune system, like, for instance, going outside and getting fresh air and exercise, and zinc supplementation, hydroxychloroquine or quinine ingestion, let's just say, and vitamin C. But these are all things that if you go mentioning them, you might get your video banned on YouTube. If you make a YouTube video and you mention about quinine and you mention about vitamin D3 and you mention about zinc and you mention about vitamin C, you might even get your Facebook page banned, or you might get your YouTube channel banned, because these are the things that are really effective against this virus. And personally, I've been having one gin and tonic every night with some orange juice in it. And it's, like I say, it's not something I go overboard on. And my son, I give him a dose of tonic water with no alcohol in it because he's not drinking age. But he gets a glass of tonic water with orange juice in it and mineral supplements as well because he needs some other mineral supplements as well. But like I said, we have a zinc roof, so there is zinc in our drinking water. And I just thought I needed to clarify that, Vincent.
Okay, very good. And you used the term, I believe, quinine. And class, that would be the Australian pronunciation for what we would call quinine. So quinine water, like gin and tonic type, the tonic part is quinine in the United States, quinine in Australia. We've got a caller on one of the lines, and Jason will get to you. All I can see is that someone's on hold, so I don't know who it is, what it's about, or if the call is for us. But if you just stay with us, Jason will get to you. He'll answer the phone, and then I can put you on the air. Gwyneth, it is National Sanitation Foundation, as I said before, so I suggest that if you're going to buy water filtration systems, that they meet those standards for drinkability, if you want to call that. Next thing... I'd like
Absolutely.
To suggest, class, and we've been talking about this for a long time, and I just want to remind you that it's clear to me that the supply chain is breaking. It's clear to me that if you need to get technical support, it's tough. It's tough to get qualified people on the end of the phone to ask them the questions, the first question, the second question, the second level question, the third level question. It's hard to get someone who knows what they're doing on the end of the phone for technical support today. It really is. And in that line of thinking, if you think that you need it, whatever it is, I'm not saying want it, but if you think you need it and if you can afford it, I suggest you really think about getting it now while you can. Now, I could be totally wrong and everything will clear up in 20 minutes, but I don't think so. I think the supply chain is breaking more and more every day. And, you know, I was at the dinner table last night. I heard the most unbelievable thing. This shocked me. I'm still aghast. And this happened yesterday. So we're sitting around the dinner table, you know, the Finelli kitchen, and the family's there and we're having dinner. And one of our boys said, yeah, so-and-so is driving an old jalopy. I said, what happened? He had a truck. Well, yeah, he got a 2018 GM truck, bought it used, and the battery went dead. And he called the dealer, and they said, if you touch that thing, then we'll know. If you change that battery and you put in another battery, you will void your warranty.
Wow.
Okay, so when can I have it fixed? Yeah. So when can I have it fixed? The middle of this month, around the 17th. This has been going on for days. This guy bought a used GM truck, thinking that a newer model would be better than an older model. And it has a dead battery. The truck doesn't know what it's doing. It's confused. Got a whole bunch of computers. It's confused. The battery is the diagnosis of the problem. It is the problem. But they will not let him replace it and keep his warranty. So he's kind of scratching his head like, geez, do I want to drive this thing and have no warranty? Or do I want to wait until they get a chance to fix the car or the truck? That's where we are today. Can you imagine that? We're now at the complexity where when the battery quits, you can't replace it and still keep your warranty. Because, well, you might do it wrong. You might hook it up wrong. Wow. There's only two terminals on a battery, positive and negative. That's the truth. And typically, it's It's almost impossible, not completely impossible, but almost impossible that if you get the same model or the same group size, like batteries come in a standard group size, like there's a 22 and then there's a 22 NF, which would be narrow Ford size 22, and then there'd be a 24 and a 24F. And the F stands for Ford because the terminals are reversed on a Ford versus a, you know, a regular model, a Group 24 battery. Well, if you get the same exact group size and identifier, it's almost impossible to put the battery in wrong. Almost impossible. Because the terminals are designed and the length of the cables are such that it's hard to cross them. And the positive is a different size from the negative if you have a post, you know, a top post battery. So what I'm saying is we got to the point where we're going to let our vehicles that get confused because of the battery, we're going to let them hold us hostage because the warranty will be void if we change the battery ourselves. Can you imagine that? And that's why I keep saying I wouldn't want a new car. I would not want one. And Rich even has asked me. He said over the years, hey, Vin, you know, privately on the phone, hey, Vin, at what price would you buy a new truck? You know, $30,000? No. $20,000? No. $11,000? No. At what price would you want a new truck? Zero price. I do not want one. Because I can't work on it, and nobody else can either. We finally got a computer here. It arrived in the last couple of days. We had to buy a computer tool. It's about $800 in order to talk to the computers in cars. So you go to step on, like let's say you have a brake line failure. And you the salt eats through your brake line. So you put in a new brake line and you go to bleed the brakes. Well, if you have an ABS, you know, automatic brake system, which almost every car does, you can't bleed the brakes. You need a computer tool to bleed the brakes. You just don't pump up the brake, you know, manually the way we used to do it in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. No. You got to have a tool that exercises the computer control for the brake system. Otherwise, the brakes won't work. How much is that tool? Oh, I don't know. $800? It's crazy. There's another computer that controls your air conditioner and another computer that controls your fuel injection. And another computer that controls your traction.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Glenn in Michigan, welcome.
Hey, Vince. Gwyneth, thank you very much for taking my call. I wanted to comment. I couldn't get in on the line right away. I'm going to backtrack maybe 20 minutes when you were talking about silver and gold and the explosion in prices. You know, I've been stacking this stuff for about 8 years or so, and I stacked you called it silver dollars. I stacked monster boxes of silver eagle. What's really going on out there? Because I trade futures also. There is a major divergence between the price of the actual futures contract and what you can actually buy the physical for. In the past, 6 years ago, 7 years ago, I used to be able to purchase major quantities for about.
Glenn, could you hold your phone at the same distance while you're speaking, because your voice is going in and out. So just, I don't know if you pace the way I do when I'm on the phone or what you're doing, but if you could just kind of hold still, we'll be able to hear you much better.
I'm hyperactive, just like you. Is this any better?
Well, I don't know. Go ahead. Just try to stay more still, and it'll be better.
Be able to purchase silver eagles for $250 over spot. Now, if you go to eBay, you don't look up silver dollars, or you go to Amazon or whatever, or you go to look to purchase a monster box, it's $10 over spot, which means that the futures contract today is trading for about $27. You can't buy a coin for less than $38 to $41.
Well, the reason I mentioned eBay, just as a rough guide, because some coins sell for less than market price, some sell for more than. So I saw some for $38, $39, $45, and I saw some for, you know, less. And, that's why I gave a number kind of in the middle. But I do want to say one thing. And I was going to mention, a Monster Box is 500 coins, class. And typically they're green and they've got a strap on them if they haven't been unopened. And they're worth more if they're unopened than if someone peeked inside and cut the strap. But here's something that I'd like you to consider. Quad 9, meaning 0.9999% pure silver, Canadian maples. The reason I'm mentioning that, if you have two of those, you can make your own colloidal silver, okay? And I don't think there is anything more pure than quad 9 silver. So, of course, you'd want to sterilize it, but you can make your own colloidal silver with that. You don't have to buy a silver wire. So I just wanted to mention that. Look it up on YouTube how to do it, and you'll need a parts per million tester, and you can buy them from eBay, and it will tell you how many parts per million of colloidal silver you have in your distilled water. I just wanted to mention that. Glenn, please continue.
I agree with you 100%. I've made my own colloidal. It's not very difficult at all. So I think what we're seeing right now, if you look at currencies across the world right now, we're seeing a major declination in the U.S. dollar. The whole market is being held up by only four or five major tech stocks. The interest rates for mortgages, for example, are the lowest rates in probably 20 years. But here's the problem. Go ahead and try to get a mortgage. You can't – I don't care if you've got an 800 credit score, you can't get one. The banks aren't giving it out because they have so much liability on their books right now. So I guess I'm venting a little bit. I concur with most of the things you say. And I just wanted to express my opinion.
Well, what went wrong? How come you don't concur with everything I say? Well, you know, Glenn, there's an article that I was going to talk about, a quote, Zero Hedge, quote, it's now virtually impossible to get a bank loan as lending standards soar. Exactly what you said. So, I remember when Bert Bertonis and I invented a really cool thing. It was revolutionary. We were going to get a patent on it. We did something. It was his work, really. Really cool. We went to the bank to get a little bit of money, you know, maybe $50,000, which is nothing when you're in manufacturing. And we couldn't get it. You know, it was like, yeah, I know you guys invented anti-gravity. Yeah, I know. Do you have any collateral? I mean... That's what it's like. Glenn, by the way, I wanted to ask you. I saw your call come in on my call screen here in Missouri. Okay, so the phone's ringing in Minnesota at GCN. I can see the phone's ringing. It looks like it got answered by an automated system, and then you were put on hold. Then our engineer, Jason, he's doing many things at the same time. So that's why you were on hold for so long.
No.
And I would have answered it, except I had no idea if it was, you know, somebody dialing for dollars or selling screen doors or a wrong number. I had no idea. Otherwise, because it just showed that...
I would have done the same thing.
So, because this is national radio, Hey, Glenn, don't be a stranger. I thank you so much for volunteering your information about precious metals. I really appreciate it. Gwyneth Isaacs, thank you so much for all your calls. Class, I talk to Gwyneth virtually every day, literally. She calls me from Australia and gives me the updates. Gwyneth, thank you for sharing what's happening in Australia.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.